going to move over to Leanne. How are we, Leanne, and what can we do for you today?
Hello. I'm doing pretty good today, actually. Anyway, I had an encounter with a guy at the gym last Thursday night. It's not a gym I normally go to. It's one next door to my daughter's physical therapy, and they told me that I can just go in there, and instead of spending my hour waiting, I've been going in to the gym that's attached there. So I went into the movie room and was just plugging along on the treadmill, and it was kind of a scary movie, and I was in my I was in my own zone, and I was just walking along, and I had my eyes closed for whatever reason, but I was just, it was like everything around me went, like, black, and next thing I know, this guy came up behind me, and he was, like, asking if I didn't mind if he walked on the one right next to me, and I was like, yeah, sure, go ahead, and then we talked for a minute, and then we were both just walking in unison, like, in the same step at the same time, and I just felt myself almost be catapulted to a different realm momentarily. I don't know if I've ever experienced anything quite like that. And then when the time came, I had to leave. It was like 10 or 15 minutes later. I had to go get my daughter, and I was like, I stopped the machine, and I told him, well, have a good workout. And, you know, he said the same. And then I came back to clean the machine before I left. And he said if he saw me, you know, he'd let me know how it ended because I hadn't seen it before. And he said that it would probably all work out and, you know, they'd all survive. And I was like, well, I hope so. But in that moment, I felt something with a man I've never felt before. And I felt like I completely trusted him, and I completely trusted myself, and there was no judgment. Like, I wasn't looking at him and thinking, oh, maybe, maybe not, or are you married, or are you not, or nothing was like that at all. Yeah. And I've been thinking about it ever since, and it's like past relationships with these certain guys and circumstances. It's like I have a better understanding now of where I was and where I'm at and now what my expectations are, because I've had a taste, so to speak, of what it could or should be like. Does that make sense?
That does make sense. So what do you think has allowed you to be in that place of a new understanding? What got you there?
It was like the universe was in alignment or something at that time. And so I don't know. I was just in the right place at the right time, in the right frame of mind.
Yeah.
It was a, all I know is how I felt in that moment next to him. And how I felt about him or felt about myself. It's like there was no judgment. I felt completely safe. I felt myself.
Yes.
I wasn't stumbling over thoughts and words and feeling nervous or anything like that at all. Nothing. There was no.
Now we're getting it. Now we're getting there.
Yeah. That's how
it felt. And there's ease in it. It's potent and it's effortless and things just happen. So when we get all these, I mean, look, I'm thrilled and excited every time someone says, I've never felt this before. I've never had this happen this way. I feel like it's different. I feel different. That's growth. This is transformational. This is the stuff that's not going to go away so long as we keep doing the things that are creating it. And it's also the answer to the question that even when I give people the answer, they don't really understand until they experience it of, well, where do I meet a guy? Like, where do I go? And the meanings we give things initially are, well, there must be a place I should go because, you know, I don't get out much and I always have to, like, take my kids to skating and do this and do that. Meanwhile, the answer isn't for me to tell everybody, hey, here's how you're going to meet the right guy. And this guy may not be the right guy, and that's fine. But he may be as well. right? It's all possible. So we say we live in our nine environments. We do things that are self-loving, and we go where we normally go in our life, but we do it in a way that is in alignment with who we're becoming. Meaning, it's not that you have to somehow not go to a physio appointment, not take your daughter somewhere. You can have that commitment and responsibility in your life. And yet within it, because you're vibrating at a higher level, you're thinking differently. You're seeing possibility. You're like, why don't I get a workout while I'm here? Self-love, self-care, action to follow through on it. And you're doing it, and suddenly this happens. This doesn't happen if we're seeing the world in terms of there aren't enough guys, I need to figure out where to find him. This doesn't happen if we're not putting our needs first and don't care about them, because we don't do this kind of self-care. We don't even see these possibilities. So when we start connecting the dots, these opportunities start to come. And then when they come, we're in a much, like you said, much healthier state to let them just flow, to let them happen, to not get in their way and stumble over them or force things. And maybe you'll see this person again, maybe you won't. But what a great feeling, and what a safe feeling of abundance to know that the universe is taking care of me. I can just trust that this is the kind of thing that does happen in my life.
Exactly. Yeah, it was truly amazing, and it was really a good feeling, and it's not the feeling that I've experienced with a past person, which was always that nervous, you know, I didn't feel that at all, and it's like, I am not that person anymore. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've said that in my mind in the last week or two. You know, I am not that person anymore. And it's like once you pass that point, you don't go back. I mean, for me anyway, it's like I know I'll never be that particular person again because I'm in a different place now, and it's not a place I'm willing to give up for sure, you know, and go repeat what I've been through. It's like, oh, okay. I mean, I was on that hamster wheel long enough anyway, you know.
That's right.
So now
so look, the thing is to keep it up, right? Just keep doing what you're doing because it's working.
Right.
Because it's working.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah. Notice and catch yourself if you do start to put some pressure or attachment on, well, is he here or not? Well, I hope I see him. Did he come in? Oh, he didn't come in. Notice you're disappointed that he wasn't there. Start to notice those things, and if you do, immediately start to do some of the work on non-attachment, on letting go, on surrendering outcomes, and just being in the present moment. What do I need now for myself? What is my next right indicated action for self-care right now? Let me put the focus back on that. We're talking to Leanne about an experience she had that felt unlike any other experience she'd had meeting a person, you know, of the opposite sex. But it wasn't through a dating site or a singles event. It's through carrying a certain vibration around. So when we're attracting the same type of people over and over, we're either going to a place that has the same kind of people, it's the same kind of game, right? Or we're vibrating at a certain vibration and we need to change it, or we're going to keep attracting the same kind of people. So either way, the good news is we can change it. We just have to go to different environments and look at what it is about us that attracts the same kind of people when we're in those environments.